Community health specialist at Oneida County Health Department, Corey Zelazowski, details the Juul e-cigarette.
One of our students who represents our Rhinelander Fact Group sent us a message and said that she had seen some students using it. So we've been keeping our eye on it, and across the state now we're seeing a huge increase in youth using these Juul e-cigarettes. And they're basically the same thing as regular e-cigarettes, except for they're made to resemble a USB flash drive.
Zelazowski says by making them look like a flash drive, they're much easier to fool parents and teachers and others. He says the e-cigarette can plug into a computer to charge like a USB drive. She says they work just like other e-cigarettes.
It's exactly like a regular e-cigarette. It has the e-juice. They can be nicotine or non-nicotine containing e-juices. We are finding that most of the kids are using the nicotine-containing e-juices, though.
Zelazowski says the marketing includes a variety of flavors, and they're labeled as a harmless smoking alternative.
It's not a safe alternative, especially for our youth, because what is happening is they're using these e-cigarettes thinking they're safe, non-harmful, because that's the way they're marketed, and then they become addicted to the nicotine, and then they start to use other cheaper tobacco products, because these Juul e-cigarettes do cost a lot to be using. And then once they start getting addicted, they turn to maybe little cigars or cigarillos, which are cheaper to purchase.
There's a new website with more information at tobaccoischanging.com. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.